talk about nightlife in Florida, and conversation quickly shifts to Miami, Orlando, or possibly even Tampa. But ask the same question at the turn of the 20th century, and the conversation began and ended with Jacksonville. WJCT's Lindsay Kilbride talks about how a fire 115 years ago not only transformed the landscape of the River City, but also helped shape what Jacksonville is today.
Ritz Theater and Museum historian Adonica Toller says before the Great Fire, Jacksonville was the metropolitan city in Florida.
In James Welland Johnson's autobiography, Along This Way, he talks about, as a little boy, people from different countries that were on his street, you know, Dutchmen, Germans.
James Weldon Johnson was a well-known leader of the Harlem Renaissance and an advocate for social justice. But Toller says few know he began his work in his hometown of Jacksonville. Johnson was the first Black man to pass the Florida bar and later helped Stanton High School become Florida's first for African Americans. But then
a huge fire swept through Jacksonville, destroying Stanton.
That's an animatronic version of Johnson telling his story at the Ritz. Soon after the fire, he moved to New York. Toller says the fire brought out the worst in people. Racial tensions were high.
He was almost lynched. The militia thought he was sitting in the park with a white woman. It was a woman from New York, very light-skinned Black woman. And so it didn't matter that he was the principal of Stanton or that he was a lawyer.
She says if it weren't for the fire, Johnson might have stayed, and more locals would claim him as one of their own. Lindsay Kilbride, WJCT News.